What up, though, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Upside. I'm your host, Keenan Rivals. Feels like it's been so long since we've done a podcast. Took a few days off. I told you guys we were going to be kind of redoing this show to bring it to you a little bit earlier. You guys won't notice a difference, but my process is very, very different. So super excited to get in today's episode. This feels like the first episode for me. Before we get into today's episode, I do want to remind you guys about the exclusive premium membership that I offer here. It's 10 bucks a month right now with this promotional discount, kind of giving you guys some savings here with the rebranding. So $10 a month, this is less than a cup of coffee per week. And if you're getting like lattes or frappuccinos, then it's actually quite a steal. So yeah, this is going to get you access to the Discord, as well as just some daily emails that go a lot deeper into sports cards. Every day I send out plays that I think are really good values or are potentially flippable. So you'll get some deeper inside information. And then last but not least, we do have the sports cards pick of the week. We just dropped this at February 25th. So yeah, there's still some time to get in on this one. This is a really, really good one. A lot of people picked it up right away. I've never seen buy it nows fly that fast. So yeah, you may not be able to get in at the price that we kind of listed it at here, but this is the point of this. This is to kind of, you know, let you guys know about some picks of the week that we found. And once you open that email, you got to click go. So yeah, definitely sign up for that, guys. Super excited to see you guys on the other side of this podcast. But yeah, let's jump into some of the NBA news. You guys know I like to start off with The Athletic. Thought I would highlight this because, like, I'm a big sports fan, but, you know, sometimes you do forget about some of these moments. And yeah, they're saying Sunday randomness, Stephen Curry's epic dagger in OKC revisited 5 years later. First off, I can't believe that this was 5 years ago. I remember this moment. A lot of people remember this moment. And it's just crazy how time is flying right now. But yeah, this is the epic shot that Stephen Curry hit against OKC, which pretty much sent, you know, Durant to Golden State. A lot of people are saying, and I'm showing you guys this one because I think highlights are just a big important part of the sport. And I think we need to think about this. Game-winning moments, game-winning shots, incredible dunks, incredible moments. They're going to change how we invest, how we view players. You know, every 5 years, every decade or whatever, when this shows, we're probably going to start looking to Stephen Curry cards. They're going to be showing that after he retires. It's just so many things to think about when you think about this market. So, you know, your favorite players, your favorite highlights, think about some of the vintage guys. You know, think about, you know, Tracy McGrady. We'll get into him later. I'll never forget when he scored that, like, the 14 points in 30 seconds. Like, that's going to be something we talk about forever. And that's going to bring a lot of value to the sport. You know, you want to invest in players that are going to be able to have big shots, big moments. It's one of the reasons why I was kind of down on Giannis early on, because I'm like, he's not going to have a lot of game-winning shots. But yeah, just wanted to show you guys that to let you know that if you're investing in a player right now and they're all-time or they have an all-time moment, it's going to keep getting recycled, and that's going to keep bringing value to that player. So think about some people who've had some all-time moments but haven't gotten that respect. You know, what's a good example? That's a bad example, but like Baron Davis dunking on Andre Kirilenko. Like, Baron Davis isn't going to sell any cards or get any mainstream value, but that moment might, you know, send a few buyers his way. So just kind of planting that seed. I know everybody has a favorite player, favorite team, favorite moment. You know, I think of Dirk Nowitzki kind of hitting game winners, beating the three-point contest. Like, that's one of my favorite players. So, you know, I'll probably go pick up some Dirk cards just because I feel like, you know, those highlights are going to come soon. That Miami series where he defeated, you know, Miami, that's going to come soon. So yeah, let me know what you guys think about that. And let me know your favorite, you know, NBA moment in the comments. Is there a moment that just really stood out to you? Because I want to go back and watch everybody's. Maybe I'll do a video and review everybody's favorite moment. Speaking of moments, you guys probably knew I was going to segue into Top Shot here. We're not going to get too much into it, but if you were on the platform, you know they did that kind of a surprise, you know, free pack drop. You can't get the pack now, so this news doesn't really help anybody. But it's just me kind of letting you guys know, like, hey, you know, Top Shot is a cryptocurrency platform. They're known, cryptocurrencies are known for like airdrops and giveaways. So if you haven't signed up for the platform yet, then I just suggest you do. If you're kind of interested in it, if you're like, I don't know, it's beta right now. You know, they still have a long time, maybe 6 months of beta. So it doesn't hurt you to sign up right now, because you're probably going to get some type of free pack or some type of gain or some type of fun. You're going to get some type of an experience. So I feel like right now is really the best time to sign up. They're going through a lot of troubles keeping up with the demand. And they're rewarding people for that. So why not hop on the platform and get those rewards? Everybody who signed up, you know, a few days ago, they were eligible for this free pack. All you have to do is click in it. It was kind of a weird drop. You had to wait like 10 hours. It was crazy. But, you know, if you stick it out, you got a free pack. And let me stop saying free. It wasn't free, but you got a guaranteed pack. You still have to pay for it. I think it was $9. But yeah, they're in beta right now. They're doing, you know, kind of surprises. They're trying to reach up demand and they're trying to make people happy. And like, you know, you can't really ask, you know, for more from a company. So definitely check out Top Shop, sign up for it, try to get those free packs, try to be a part of this new era and just see if you like it. You know, I want to encourage everybody to get on board because you don't want to be the guy who didn't get on board. You don't want to be the old guy. Like, this doesn't make sense to me. You know, just try it out, see if you like it, and then kind of see if it makes sense before you come in with strong opinions. Shout out to Top Shop for just crushing it, man. I mean, again, moments, you know, they're going to be a thing. They're already a thing. And really quickly, I just want to say, this is not scheduled, but I did host a Clubhouse room last week. I was asked to be like a moderator of the room and kind of do some Q&A for Top Shop. People asked a lot of questions and I made a really good point. You know, people are like, this is stupid. You know, highlights are dumb. They're not valued or anything. They're not worth anything. And it's like, that's not true. There's literally companies that are based, that are highlight based. SportsCenter is a highlight based company. House of Highlights, highlight based company. There's value in highlights. We're already invested in them. We just don't know it. We just went to The Athletic and watched a video of Stephen Curry's highlight. So yes, they're accessible to the general public, but owning the highlight and you know, being able to say it's yours is something totally different. So if you guys have any questions, you're still kind of confused, shoot me a DM. Otherwise, I do recommend that you check out Top Shot, sign up for the platform while you can, and try to take advantage of this beta in this new era of collecting. All right, now we can move on. I want to tell you guys that it is March. So if you didn't know, it's March 1st and the trade deadline is March 25th. So that's just coming up fast. This NBA season has been really weird. It's been flying by. All-star break just seems early. I don't know. A lot of things going on. They're talking about, you know, 40 players could potentially be moved right now. We are entering into a new era of basketball and teams are trying to figure out who their players are going to be for the next 10 years. So I don't have much to say about this, but, you know, do your research, start figuring out, should you be buying Bradley Beal right now? Is Zach LaVine going to get traded or is he a franchise player now? You know, there's so many things to kind of think about and, you know, go through this. I'll link it in the description. This is a CBS article for those of you who aren't looking on YouTube, and they're talking about the NBA trade deadline, who may get moved. And this is just really important for investors. You need to know if your guy is going to get traded. Is Victor Oladipo going somewhere? Right now, the rookie cards aren't really out yet. So what does that mean for the rookies? You know, if John Collins gets traded, do the Hawks get a veteran backup guard? And then we see Onyeka Okongwu start, because if that's the case, then, you know, he may have some value. So again, you're an investor. You want to know what's going on. And this article is pretty deep to be a free article. You know, Michael Porter Jr., he's not playing the best, but he's not playing the worst. It might be interesting to see where he's going. I have a few of his cards. I'm sure some of you do as well. Blake Griffin for the Pistons. Just a lot of guys might get moved. So I'll link this in the description for you guys. Start reading up on trade deadlines and start taking some chances. A lot of players are going to get a lot of opportunity, whether that's them going to new teams or a position opening up on their current team. So always, always smart to be informed as an investor. Getting into some NBA news, not much last night. Sunday is typically a big day for auctions, but nothing surprising. You know, the sports cards market, to a certain extent, in my opinion, has been trading kind of sideways, especially for some of the guys that I like. We haven't seen too much movement, but we haven't seen too much, like, you know, too many cards go down. So, you know, one of the cards we talked about here earlier on the show was the LeBron James's 2003-2004 Topps Pristine Refractor. The PSA 10 version of that sold for $16,201. For those of you who don't know, this card is serial numbered to 1099. And yeah, we talked about this card when it was like $6,000-$7,000. I was trying to find the next LeBron James card. You know, what's the next one to get after the Topps Chrome? And this one has since 2X'd in. And you know, most of his cards have kind of 2X'd since then. So hopefully some of you guys got into this one. I still think, you know, this has potential in the whole LeBron James era. You know, we might see a little dip depending on, you know, what their win-loss looks like for the next few weeks. But I really do like the refractor. I think, you know, being the cheapest entry level refractor is important. I think a lot of people are going to look into that. If I'm a new investor, if I'm a new person getting into sports cards, I'm going to be like, what's the cheapest LeBron James silver or, you know, refractor card that I can get? And when I do my research, it's going to be this one. And it's just significantly cheaper than the Topps Chrome Refractor or the Bowman Chrome Refractor. So still love this car. Still think it has a lot of upside. And it looks like $16,000 is going to kind of be its new price for quite some time, you know. So we'll see how that kind of plays out. If the Lakers start looking really well, I could easily see this jump into $20,000, maybe $25,000. But, you know, that would have to take some championship caliber play. Another one that recently ended is just one of my favorite cards growing up. When I was a kid, LeBron James, UD Glass. Like, UD Glass is a whole... UD Glass, and I think it was Upper Deck Trilogy. I think they kind of had the glass cards too. They were just my favorite cards. This card is just super underrated in my opinion. Like, number the 250. This is one of those cards that makes me love BGS. I'm like, there's not enough LeBron James cards graded in PSA for BGS to die. All of LeBron James's bit cards are going to be BGS 9.5. Or there's going to be so many that are BGS 9.5 that it's just going to keep BGS alive. Now, this one was a true gem. It had a 10 centering, 10 corners, 9.5 edges, 9.5 surface, and it sold for $9,300. And again, this is another reason why I love BGS. I'm paying $9,000 for a card. I want to know why it was a 10. You know, that matters to me. You know, this being a PSA 10, and I have no other information, I just need to know why. So I don't know, man. I thought about buying this card yesterday, but I kind of held back because it was just one of those auctions that I saw where it was like 4 hours left. And I was like, you haven't done enough research. But yeah, one for $9,000. I think it's super underrated. I think it's a beautiful card. And once we kind of get out of the refractor silver hype, I think people will go back and look at cards like this, as well as like LeBron James's hardcore and his other serial number rookies. So shout out to whoever won this. And let me know what you guys think about this card, because I absolutely love it. Speaking of GOATs, we also saw Kevin Durant's Topps Black. This is the card that I call 112. I think it's really cool when we call cards numbers. I feel like that kind of derived from baseball. But Durant's 112, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's really cool, like just referencing it as what it is. And that's what makes it kind of iconic to me in a certain extent. Now, for those of you who don't know, this card has a pop report of 121 when you're looking at the PSA 10 grade. It's one of the rarest Topps rookies of modern basketball for a superstar player. You know, if you look at like typically paper cards like this, or they're just like flooded on eBay, like 3,000-4,000 graded. Not Kevin Durant's 121, super low pop on this black border rookie, as people call it. And yeah, it went for $8,700. Now, if you look at Card Ladder, they have it priced at like $8,517. I think that was the last one. But yeah, this card has just been moving slow, but it's been trending, you know. Again, the market's kind of trading sideways. Last month, we seen these around like 6,000. Then they kind of went up 6,900. Then we finally seen it hit 7,000. And now we're finally seeing it hit 8,517. And this card is really interesting because it's one of the only Topps rookies, again, that's rarer than the Topps Chrome. Typically, you don't see that happen. Typically, you see the Topps rookie being way more saturated than a Topps Chrome. So I feel like this card is being held back by the Topps Chrome. If you start really looking at the numbers, you've never seen a Topps and Topps Chrome rookie this close in price. I mean, just look at this chart here. You know, I talked about this in you know, kind of the Discord a few days ago. So if you look at the Topps 1112, it's going to be priced at $8,517, pop of 121. And then if you look at the Topps Chrome PSA 10 of Kevin Durant, that's priced at $11,200 with a pop of 930. So again, rarely do you see this kind of occur where the Topps is that much more rare than the Topps Chrome. Rarely do you see a Topps rookie being more rare than a Topps Chrome. And rarely do you see price points of a Topps and Topps Chrome this close. So for me, this Topps of Kevin Durant is ready to explode. I think it has Stephen Curry potential. I think it can easily hit $15,000 with this low pop. This card is much more rare than Stephen Curry's Topps rookie. I think Stephen Curry has like 350 Topps, which was super rare when we looked into that. So I think the Topps Chrome is just holding this one back. But I think this is going to be the first Topps rookie to pass a Topps Chrome rookie. I don't know. That's just my analysis on it. I think it's going to be insane. It's just a super, super steal. I mean, if you start looking at Kevin Durant compared to, you know, Stephen Curry, you can battle out who you think is the better player, or, you know, Stephen Curry changed basketball, but Kevin Durant's the best scorer we've ever seen. Like, there's so many different things to kind of look into it. But if you use the market cap method on this, if you compare him to Steph or you compare him to LeBron or whoever you want to, you're just going to see that it's super underrated. whether it goes up or not is going to be a mental thing, because it's weird seeing a Topps rookie be worth more than a Topps Chrome rookie. But I think it has to happen. And I don't have this card in the PSA 10. Shout out to those of you who do, the 121 of you who do. But yeah, I think it's just ready to explode. And you heard it here first. And we've been talking about this one for a long time. So can't wait to see that play out, because it's just a matter of time before it happens. Moving on, I want to get into some of these cards. I've been hearing about these quite a bit, listening to podcasts, jumping in clubhouse rooms, and people are kind of talking about celebrity cards. I don't know if you guys know the whole egg meme card thing that's been going on. I'll talk about that later, but it's being touted as like Kylie Jenner's rookie card. But yeah, we're starting to see celebrity cards kind of take off. I was in a clubhouse with a guy from Upper Deck, and he was talking about how he was trying to get Jay-Z to be a part of a LeBron set with Upper Deck, and that didn't work out. And then we seen 2 years later that Jay-Z jumped on with Topps Chrome, and he can't have this Topps Chrome refractor. And yeah, this card sold for $589 raw. If you really look at it, it's a horrible, horrible cut. Probably like centering on this is awful, and it went for $589. These celebrity rookie cards, they might be something you might want to look into. To me, it's one of those things that are kind of trendy. I don't think this card is going to, you know, maintain that kind of value, but it might maintain some value. So again, if you're a part of this era, if you remember this set like I do, you know there were some other people in this set. You know there's some other celebrities in sets like SP Signature, Spike Lee, things like that. Maybe you want to go back and look into those guys as well. You know, so definitely let me know what you guys think about that. Are you in on these celebrity cards, or do you think it's just a trend? I think $600 for a Jay-Z Topps Chrome, you know, quote unquote rookie card is ridiculous. But, you know, I got to report the news here. So let me know what you guys think as well. Now, earlier we talked about T-Mac, so I wanted to reference this card, his Bowman's Best Atomic Refractor. PSA 10 ended yesterday for $817. And I just think that's an absolute steal, guys. I mean, this card is just beautiful. If you're looking on YouTube, like, just a beautiful card. If you're driving in your car, or if you're listening to this on a podcast, I definitely recommend you to stop at some point and look this card up. It's just a fantastic looking card, and there's just not that many of them. You know, it has a super low pop report. $817 for a T-Mac rookie, in my opinion, is just dumb cheap, especially for a refractor. I think T-Mac's super underrated. Growing up, you know, I was a T-Mac fan. Rest in peace, Kobe, but like I was riding with T-Mac, but just an elite talent. So definitely looking into some older cards of my guys. I have this thing called the shelf method. I have a shelf and I want some high-end cards of my favorite players on there, and I'm just going to go grab them. And I think, you know, grabbing cards of your favorite players is probably one of the best investments you can do. 9 times out of 10, your favorite player was a stud. He was a great athlete. He was an all-time player. And I think those rare cards are just going to appreciate over time. So definitely looking to pick one of these up. If anybody has a T-Mac Bowman's Best Atomic Refractor, definitely jump into the DMs. You know, I just put this on here so I can buy this card. Definitely jump into the DMs. Moving on to more modern stuff, I'm sure you guys know what we're going to be getting into. But before we do that, I do want to talk about Trae Young's Contenders Optic. Just saw this yesterday. Don't have much to say about it. Just thought it was weird. Both of these cards say facing right. If you're looking on YouTube, there's two different contender variations. I don't know which one is the actual facing right. But I know the pop reports on these aren't that much different. There's one that's pop 11 for the facing left, and then the facing right is going to be pop 19. And I thought this was just a huge gap in price. We saw this one in for $1,875. This is the PSA 10 Contenders Optic of Trae Young just dribbling the ball. And then we saw the Contenders Optic of Trae Young, you know, kind of going for the floater or the layup or, you know, whatever, going for $3,383. So nearly a 2X, same car, just different, you know, position or different photograph. And I'm wondering, you know, was this an accident? Did this one get poorly listed, or just was it not seen? And for this one, you know, was it the image that really pushed it? So I'm starting to realize, or starting to wonder, are the photographs that are taken on the sports cards going to later determine some of their value? I would say as a collector, as an investor, this one is rather boring, and this one's rather, you know, somewhat exciting or somewhat of an action shot. So I'm starting to think like maybe some of these action shots are going to be like a thing we want to look into. But either way, love Contenders Optic. Love that it has the player actually playing basketball, not in a studio. I saw some highlights of a Prism preview for this season, and it looks like they're going to actually be playing basketball as well, especially given that we're halfway through the season. So, I mean, if sports cards can kind of take this route where we're going to be getting live action shots, I think that's going to be a play. But for collectors and investors, I think you might want to look into these Trae Youngs. If this contender's optic ended for $1,875, I'd be jumping into the market. I'd be trying to use that to my advantage. I'd be trying to go buy Trae Young contenders because we've seen these go for $3,500 all day. So the fact that one went for $1,875, I'd be like, hey, let me grab this. One went for $1,900, I'll offer you $2,000. That would be my play. Whenever I see cards go for like a super low amount, I try to jump on the market and use that to see if I can get a better deal. So some of you guys may hate that tactic. Maybe that's not a good thing, but you know, the market is the market. So just wanted to report that to you guys who might be in the market for this card. Last but not least, you guys probably seen this everywhere. I know I've seen it everywhere. Luka Doncic's logo men from National Treasure set a new card record or a new basketball card record. It went for $4 million. I want to say $600,000 or something along those lines, or $4 million. I don't know what it sold for. This invoice looks weird, but the check says $4 million, so we're going to go with that. And, you know, I was kind of looking at blowout forms. For those of you who don't know, blowout forms is an awesome form full of mainly collectors, but there's a few investors on there as well. And everyone's just talking about this card and just saying, like, what does this mean for the market? What does this mean for Luka? And I don't know if it means anything for Luka. I think a Luka fan bought this card. He paid top dollar for it, and now he owns the one-of-one Luka Logoman. But I think for vintage cards, it just gives him a lot more value. If Luka's worth $4 million, then LeBron should be worth X. Well, LeBron's not really vintage, but Michael Jordan should be worth X. Or Larry Bird should be worth this. You know, I think it's going to push and propel those cards up. I do think this sale is going to help modern cards. It does give Luka some legitimacy. It does give modern cards some legitimacy. And you know, what better timing to kind of make this sale? We've been saying on this channel that modern is probably going to happen after the All-Star break. Once we start seeing those playoff teams kind of come into flow, once we start like really figuring out who's going to be the season award winners, we're probably going to see their cards start ticking up in price. And I think this sale is going to really kind of set that off. Now, for me, I think, you know, $4 million for a sports card is absolutely insane. But, you know, it's art. It's the market. It's going to continue to happen. You know, once something happened once, it just happens a few more times. So I think we're going to start seeing a lot of high-end cards kind of come out the vault. If they're paying $4 million for the Luka, how much do they pay for this LeBron, you know, National Treasures, or this LeBron Ultimate Collection, you know, gold or whatever the case may be? So I think we're going to start seeing a lot more high-end cards change hands. There's some new buyers in here. They have some deep pockets. And it's probably going to be, you know, like what better time to cash in if you bought those cards a few years ago. So I think over the next few weeks, we'll see a few huge sales. And I think we're going to just start seeing the market shift. You know, vintage cards and older players are going to get their payday. And once that happens, we're going to trade sideways for a little bit. And then we're not going to have a choice but to switch to modern. You know, LeBron James's refractors have went from $5,000 to $15,000. You know, they've 3X. They've set the precedent. His lowest end refractor is double the price of Luka's best card. So I think we're going to start seeing, you know, some money flow into the modern space after these guys flip those big vintage cards or older cards, I should say. If you have a LeBron and you bought it for $3 and you flip it for $30, probably best to take that $3, invest in some young guys, and do it all over again. But yeah, that's it for this one, guys. Interested to see what you think about that Luka Logoman. Do you think that $4 million is crazy? Do you think that's a good long-term play? I just want to know some of you guys' feedback. If you haven't already, definitely head over to my Twitter and follow your boy. We're doing a lot of stuff there. Just gave away a Killian Hayes Top Shot moment. Just put out some plays that you guys might love. You might want to check out some older edition of Morning Bins. Just because the bins get hit doesn't mean the plays aren't alive. And of course, if you haven't already, also give your boy a shout out on Instagram. Go shoot me a follow over there. Jump into the DMs. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know what you think about some of these plays. I love talking to you guys. The more you guys engage, the more content I can bring. I do have a Q&A coming up, as well as another giveaway. This one's for premium subscribers only. So again, definitely tap in. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Happy investing.